Okay, we're going to have our first Bible reading. Thank you, Michael.
We are, of course, looking in the Acts of the Apostles, and first of all, chapter 1 and the first 5 verses. This is what Luke says. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift that my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit."
Okay, thank you, Michael. So Pentecost wasn't a new thing. Before Jesus, God's people, the Israelites, celebrated Pentecost every year, and people would come to Jerusalem from far and wide. And it was an opportunity to say thank you to God for the harvest, for the crops. And they would bring some of their crops as a way of saying thank you, God, for providing for us. And this particular Pentecost was 50 days after Jesus has risen from the dead, and only 10 days since he went back up to his Father in heaven. So Jesus is no longer there. He's gone back up to heaven, and he told his disciples to wait. "I want you to wait because I've got a gift for you. I'm promising you a gift. But wait in Jerusalem for it." Now, Jerusalem would be packed with people, wouldn't it? Because they've come to celebrate, they've come to say thank you to God. So there'd be people everywhere, but these disciples were not just walking about the streets, they were in hiding. They were afraid. I mean, what did they do to Jesus? Crucified him. So they're afraid. As people have gathered in Jerusalem to thank God. So they're waiting. What were they waiting for?
Verse 8 tells us, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth."
Thank you again, Michael. So God has promised to give the Holy Spirit to his disciples, and they've been told to wait. Now, Jesus didn't tell them how long they would have to wait. He just told them to wait. So after day one, nothing. After day two, again, where's this gift? 10 days they waited. Now, who's good at waiting? Hands up if you're good at waiting. Oh, just me. Oh, no. What are some of the things we have to wait for? a bus. Parcel in the post, yeah. The what? Birthday, yeah.
To save enough money for a mortgage.
We're waiting to get enough money for a mortgage, yeah. What do you have to wait for, Luca? The what? Break time at school, or maybe for the bell going. Who takes longest in the bathroom? Who do you have to wait for? So they point at each other. Sometimes in families you have to wait a long time, don't you, to get into the bathroom. What are some of the other things we have to wait for?
Hospital
appointments, yeah.
Shopping at the
till. Yeah, if there's a long queue and you're buying a big trolley, you have to wait, don't you? Maybe waiting for exam results. That's not easy, is it? Was that on? Waiting for your dinner to cook because we're so hungry. Okay, yeah. All sorts of things, isn't it? We find ourselves having to wait. And I think most of us are not really good at waiting. You know, we like things to happen quickly, don't we? That's why we have instant coffee and, you know, next day delivery, or we just have to touch our phone and we've got instant access to so much information. You know, we don't like to wait. We don't like to wait in traffic. We don't like to wait anywhere, in any situation, I guess. Waiting is not easy. And yet those disciples had to wait. And as I said, Jesus didn't tell them how long they had to wait for. He didn't say, oh, yeah, in a fortnight or a week's time, or no, just wait. And so that's what they did. They waited and they prayed and they waited and they prayed and they waited and prayed and just waited and prayed. Okay, we're going to have our next part of the reading.
So we move on to the wonderful climax of this particular time, Acts 2:1-12. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under the heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in their native language?" Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?"
Yeah, what does this mean? It's a good question. That was a question they asked. You know, we don't understand. We don't understand about this wind. We don't understand about the tongues of fire. We don't understand all these different languages and people hearing and understanding in their own language. What's going on? Of course, God has sent his Spirit, hasn't he, to live inside those who believe. Because God was going to change the world through his people. How true that is, that God, in sending his Spirit 2,000 years ago into that group of, you know, disciples who were afraid waiting and yet afraid. And God came as he promised and filled them with his Spirit. And of course, they went out. And here we are today, 2,000 years later. I mean, 2,000 years. And God still meets with people and fills them with his Spirit as they understand who Jesus is and put their trust in him. That was Peter's message, wasn't it? Peter was a strange guy, wasn't he? What did Peter do before Jesus went to the cross? He denied him, didn't he? And even before he denied him, he said, well, I'll never deny you. You know, I'm all in, Peter says. But then he was all out when the crunch came. But when he was filled with God's Spirit, wow, Peter was a different man, wasn't he? Let's say it together. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit. Please give us our understanding and courage as we offer ourselves through your Spirit to do your work here on earth. Amen. Amen.